your eclipse?
It was cool. I got to see it. I got to run outside real quick. I didn't make the photo album. I went after everybody.
Get a bunch of glasses.
Yeah. So it's cool. We didn't stop meetings or anything, so. Yeah, it wasn't like the, I saw around the NFL, like, guys weren't practicing. Like, we didn't get that. We rushed out before a meeting started. We didn't seem to care as an overall team. Yeah, it wasn't a part of the day at all.
Were you moved? Yeah, like emotionally.
Oh, no, I thought it was cool, but I kind of kept my emotions intact. I wasn't sure at first how I would react, but yeah. I held it together.
Yeah, it doesn't happen that often. Was it good to see Dante back out there, too?
Yeah, I mean, obviously one of our leaders, one of our best players, so to see him back out there, I think is probably feels better for him than any of us, you know, to go through a lot, to get back and be able to play a day-by-day process of that. So to get back on the practice field with your teammates, I'm sure he felt better than all of us. But obviously, you know, a lot of us was happy to just see him out there.
How exciting was it starting to go back, or when you guys did you sign him? How excited
was it
to see
him
back?
Oh, yeah, that was great. I had sent him a text during the process when my daughter was born and told him she would love to meet him in Foxborough anyway. So I think that kind of locked him in once I sent that picture. But, no, he's a great player, one of the leaders on the team, you know, captain last year. So it's great to keep. He's a foundational guy. So can't wait to just get him back out there and get going. And, you know, obviously the first day is him getting back into it, not playing in a while. But one of the veterans now, so I'm sure he'll be fine.
Did you, even though he was on pop, did you see him being a leader with especially like
these
younger linebackers?
Yeah, he's one of those guys that's always talking in the meeting room, in the locker room. You know, coach goes over something or we talk about a new scheme or something we put in throughout training camp. He's always grabbing guys, telling them. Saw him talking a lot to Dave. You know, just, you know, when you get veterans in here that, you know, are used to seeing things and they know exactly what you're talking about but might not see it the way we see it or how we run our defense. I thought that was key, just him having open dialogue with Dave and trying to help him out and really convert systems and the way he's played football throughout his career to how we do it here. I thought that was big.
So guys coming back, whether they've been on the public, how hard is it to get kind of acclimated to what you guys are up to and how far behind are they?
I don't know. I think it's different for everybody, but I think the cool thing about here is you get thrown right in. You know, it's once you're back, you know, obviously it's a process of what you're able to do. But, you know, once you get back out there with the guys, you just go. And I guess you kind of feel from there. You know, I've been fortunate enough to not have to be in that situation too often. But the times I was hurt, you just get back out there and just go. And it comes back, you know, when it comes back, you know, as you practice, as you get more and more reps, you start to feel better out there usually.
Devin, there was a big display unity last night by the Browns. You last year were a guy that sort of protest in your own kind of way. Collectively across the league, are you seeing, you know, maybe people starting to have a shift in the way these protests are viewed?
Yeah, I think so. So my brother was in it, so I got to talk to him a little bit about what they were doing. But, yeah, I think it's people's minds are more open and trying to understand exactly what guys are trying to say and not just, you know, I think coming up with their own, you know, justification or what they think guys are trying to portray, but they're actually, I think the key thing is after guys do that, what do you say when you get interviewed? And I think now people are actually listening, you know, to what guys are saying and how they feel about different situations. So I think it's great. You know, it's very encouraging to see guys stand up for different things they believe in and, you know, any way they choose to do it.
Do you anticipate you or anyone on this team at some point having a message during the national anthem?
I don't know. I mean, I guess, I mean, we'll see. I think a lot of guys have probably, well, I won't speak for a lot. I know I've thought about it and, you know, how to get involved and how to help, but, you know, we'll see.
Are you starting to see at all some organization or maybe like the seeds of some organization across teams even to sort of have like a collective message about what NFL players want to say about things happening in the greater society?
I don't know. I haven't really paid attention to what teams have said. You know, I've talked to certain individual guys, but I couldn't tell you what overall, you know, teams feel.
When you're preparing for, like, this team, the Detroit Lions, are you preparing for yourselves, or you're preparing as if you're going up against them in this race? Even though you're not playing, maybe you're not playing the whole game.
No, we're preparing like this game, like any other game for us. We never know how much we're going to play, and, you know, things since I've been here, you know, you've said one thing and then you end up playing more, you end up playing less. So the good thing about this week is we've just been breaking down and going, you know. Each day has been like, yesterday was like a Monday/Tuesday for us because it's a short week, and then, you know, getting in today and combining a little bit of Wednesday and Thursday because of the short week where we're going over all the normal things we do on Wednesday and Thursday. So I think it's obviously great for the older guys to get back in that routine, but then a lot of the younger guys or new guys here are learning exactly how we do it, to me, which is great. You know, we're building a foundation for once we do, you know, go in 2 weeks where it's the real thing. You know, we've already done it. We get right in that rhythm of, you know, breaking down day by day and how we, you know, expect to be well prepared by time game day comes. And for us, that's the process we're going through. So when, you know, Friday comes, we want to have everything locked in like any other normal Sunday.
Obviously, the coaches have been looking at the Chiefs for a while. Yeah. What about you as a player or any of your teammates?
I don't know about other teammates. I haven't. I mean, I've seen, you know, every once in a while a highlight or something come on, but it's tough in training camp. You know, we have so much of what we're doing, you know, then, you know, what Jacksonville and what Houston did and practicing against those guys and reviewing the film. And then now, you know, moving on to Detroit, you know, I think as a player, it's hard to try to balance all of that. And, you know, stuff starts to run together. So I just try to go through the process, you know, of, you know, once the coaches feel it's time to move on, and, you know, they usually let us know when it's time to really dive into Kansas City and get ready to go.
Devin, just to kind of follow up on some of the anthem stuff, I think it was last week, Chris Long and Malcolm Jenkins had their own little form of protest, I guess. And Chris said something after the fact that he felt like it was important for people who look like him to take part in some of these demonstrations or at least show their support for their teammates who do. What was your reaction to his comments in that regard, that he felt like, you know, white players taking part in some of this stuff is important?
Yeah, I already knew that just from, you know, last year and then talking to Chris throughout the offseason and all of that. And I thought it was great. You know, I think the thing they showed most was unity. And, you know, we talked about that a lot last year, of, you know, trying to show a message of unity and be a part of a solution of trying to bring change. And the most important thing we felt was love and unity. So I wasn't really shocked. Like, I knew that had been on Chris's mind and heart for a while. And then I'm sure, you know, he's from Charlottesville and lives in Charlottesville. So I talked to him a little bit after that. So I'm sure that has some type of impact on him, too, when it hits that close to home.
Devin, on some teams, things like that could be divisive. Like, why doesn't that happen here, whether it's a demonstration, whatever, anything?
I don't know. I think, you know, every team's different. I think a lot of this has been going on, and I wouldn't say it's been very divisive to teams. You know, I think you kind of, from talking to different players, you've seen teams bond together, and you've seen that throughout the league. Just in preseason so far, guys coming together to support each other. So, you know, I don't think this topic has been very divisive towards, you know, teams. I mean, obviously there's a ton of other things that come up in a season that could be divisive. So I think this team is just different. Every team handles things differently. But I don't really see, you know, the different acts of protest and unity as divisive for any team.
Sorry if you already answered this, but having Dante and Nate come out there today, is it encouraging when you see veteran players come back together like that? And why is it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great for players because you're used to having those guys out there and to get them back out there. But I think it's even better for those guys. You know, no one plays football to be out. You know, guys always want to be out there with their teammates playing. You know, that's what we love to do. So I think, you know, for Nate, for High, those guys coming back, I'm sure they're happy to just be able to go out and put the pads on and play some football and, you know, not do all the other stuff. I don't know if you guys ever seen Moses can work you pretty good over there. So guys are usually pretty excited to just get back to practicing.
One last question for Dennis.
Dante's played multiple roles. When did you start to feel comfortable playing those different roles or having more put on your plate?
I don't know. I guess it's just a natural feel of, I can't even remember exactly when I felt comfortable. I think each year I get more and more comfortable, just with learning more and, you know, the different roles I play, you know, now is learning more about being in the box and, you know, what we do with the defensive linemen and the linebackers and how they read stuff. You know, if you'd asked me that 2 years ago, I wouldn't have been comfortable at all. And, you know, I thought I was comfortable, but I think each year you kind of learn more stuff. You learn a little bit more about another position. I have a pretty good overall knowledge of what we do defensively, but, you know, really learning, you know, what our Mike linebacker does or what the DN has, you know, helps you out a ton in different defenses where, you know, it might not be my primary role, but it could be, you know, three plays a game where that affects me and to have that knowledge. So, you know, I think it's hard. You never really get truly comfortable when you play a bunch of different roles. I think each year to grow as a player and become a better player, you probably get a little more comfortable because you learn more. So, you know, I feel like I'm still in that process of trying to learn more, and I feel like I've done that a little bit even this training camp.
Devin, as a player who chose not to go to the White House, he gave you a reason why. Do you have any thoughts on the president receiving a ring?
Nah, I don't own a team, so that's up to Mr. Kraft.
Thanks, Devin. No problem.